I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here from Mr. Mike Quick.
Mike Quick, sponsored by the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook. New users can score up to $1,000 casino bonus in their first 24 hours. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so the New York Yankees were just referenced. I'll give you a Yankees reference by way of Simon and Garfunkel and connect it to the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles, we turn our lonely eyes to you. Not to Joe DiMaggio, but to the Eagles. Mike, good morning. Mike, we need the Eagles in the next couple months. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
Good, pal. How are you, Mike?
Doing great.
So, Mike, fantastic. You know, this is part of why we have the Eagles. I mean, the Phils are done. They typically are at this time. I mean, I'm saying through the years. Yeah. And the Eagles have a great opportunity. I mean, this is an opportunity to grab the town and thrill people. But, you know, lately they haven't played great. And I just hope, Mike, they can put a charge into this season because it's not a great division. It's not a great conference. And if they can play better football, they can still make something of the season.
Yeah, and you know, they've had enough games now to start to pull it together and kind of we all need to understand who they are. And I think we're getting there. I think the quarterback is rounding into shape. The offensive line, you know, that's pretty much a constant. But I heard you guys talking about, you know, the play calling a little bit. So I think all of these things take time. And I think in the age that we're in now where you really don't do much in training camps other than try and learn what the assignments are, when you get into the strategies of games, that's the thing that really takes you over the top. And without having full contact, full strategy against you and you matching those strategies, it's really hard, especially in a new offense, new defense, to see how everything comes together until you have some time on task.
So we've had time on task, kind of, and we're the only team in the league who hasn't scored in the first quarter. Why is that? You know, we're now entering week 7.
Yeah.
We're the only team who hasn't scored in the first quarter. That's not good. Like, why are we so behind?
It's probably one of the biggest questions in football, in the National Football League right now. And I'm certainly not the one who's going to give you the answer, but there are lots of mistakes. The filling out process, it just needs to happen a whole lot sooner. Like figuring out what they're doing against you and figuring out how to attack them. And, John, usually that's something that you're able to do during the course of the week in your preparation, understanding what teams are going to do. Mm-hmm. Based on the personnel group that you have on the field, based on the formations, have a really good idea of what teams are going to do, and you attack that.
Yeah,
Eagles haven't been successful enough in doing that. And, yeah, you have the little setbacks with the pre-snap penalties and such, but that's an area where they have to be a whole lot better in game planning, understanding what teams are going to do, and attack what these teams are going to do.
How tough is it to game plan against Jim Schwartz? You know, he was the defensive coordinator that Browns team. He's been around the block a few times. Is that part of the problem? Did Jim Schwartz just out game plan us in this one? I mean, I'm talking like we lost the game.
Well,
here.
It was dissatisfying to beat such a lousy team by such a small margin.
Why didn't we produce more? Yeah, essentially.
It was very dissatisfying to see that the team couldn't go down and score in the first quarter. I completely agree. And they don't do the Browns, they do what they do. They play a lot of man coverage, and they give you opportunities to beat man routes. And the Eagles knew that going into the game. And like you guys, I thought they should have been better prepared to attack that.
Mm-hmm. But you're not worried about these slow starts, Mike? It sounds like, where do you stand? How good is this team? How good are our Eagles?
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Still a big question, and I'm not sure if they're as good as I thought coming into the season. As I watched things unfold, I expected more out of this football team. So I just don't know how good they are.
Yeah.
I really don't.
We're clearly trying to figure, you know, Mike, we had a poll yesterday, and close to 80% of people said they're average. I think that's probably accurate. But look, they have a shot to still be above or below. We'll see in the end how it shakes out. Mike, let's talk about A.J. Brown for a moment. You know, you were an incredible star wide receiver for this team. I marvel at A.J. Brown, Mike. Now, you know, Mike, you know me. I mean, you've known me pretty well now for a few years.
The hammer!
Does nothing but ask the tough questions, right? You know that, Mike.
Yeah, the hammer.
Now, how could there be a tough question related to A.J. Brown? I mean, what's tough? Here's where it gets tough, Mike, and maybe even uncomfortable for you, but that's my style. Rank them. Carmichael, Quick, Owens, Brown. Remember, does nothing but ask the tough questions. Harold Carmichael, Michael Quick, Terrell Owens, A.J. Brown. Mike Quick, the floor is yours.
Let's see. I'm gonna go. I have to put T.O. and A.J. like side by side at the very top, and Carmichael then Quick.
You know, you're a good man, Mike.
You are a good man.
If you want to see real humility, there it is,
Mike,
on display.
Man. You're a good man. You're a great human,
hey,
Mike.
Mike, I have a...
That is an honest answer.
That's,
I just like T.O. And A.J., they were monsters at the position. You couldn't guard those guys, and they just dominated their position. Harold Carmichael did the same.
Yeah.
He was dominant at the position. That's the way I would rank those four players.
That's really interesting, yeah, man. Really, yes.
So, Mike, how much does it matter that we're not going under center anywhere close to as much as what I would have hoped, what I would have expected? This certainly worked the other way. I saw, like, early in Brazil, it felt like, okay, oh, wow, we are under center. We can go under center. And then it's almost like we got away from it. Since, how do you feel about that? How big a problem is that? Do you expect that we will get more under center? How much will it help?
So I'm hopeful like you that we have more under center because I think it helps tremendously in the passing game. I do believe that you take away a lot from your passing game when you don't have a play-action element, and the play-action element is so much more important, so much more effective when you have quarterback under center. When you've got the running backs that the Eagles have and you're able to run the ball with this offensive line, play action has to be a big part of what you do, and play action under center works better than play action when you're in a pistol or in any of these other formations.
Yeah, I hope we see more. I really do. Mike, love having you on the show, my man. Stay well, and we'll talk next week. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, there he is, Mike Quick. What was up with the phone there?
Yeah, that was a little annoying. It's like nonstop. Like, oh, God.
Is that getting annoying?
It was like a water torture.
It was, yeah.
Like, what is going on here?
It's like John Ritchie's nightmare. I know Ritchie hates repetitive sounds.
Totally.
I know.
So does the water torture thing really make someone go insane?
Yes.
I mean,
is
it can't
that
be
it from is, what though? I understand.
Well, it can't be as bad as being Mel Gibson at the end of Braveheart.
It's constantly drowning. Like, it's you're constantly bad. Drowning. You constantly feel like you're drowning. Like you're over, like, I drowned, I didn't, I drowned.
Okay,
I
did.
Like,
so
that's
hold on.
The whole point of water torture.
No, it's two different things. You're talking about waterboarding, James. I'm talking about drop.
I didn't know that that was a form of torture.
That's a form of torture?
Drop.
I thought water torture was waterboarding.
Yeah, I did too.
No, I believe
no,
water...
No, that's very aggressive.
Yeah.
No, waterboarding and water torture, I believe, are two different
things. So water torture is you just drop some water?
It doesn't seem too bad.
Like, I feel like I'd be all right with that.
I think
things.
I could hold up.
Yes.
Like maybe, oh, it's getting a little annoying. Sorry.
I like water. And then every once in a while, like if you get thirsty, you just like tilt your head back a little bit at a different angle and you can drink.
Is this really a form of torture?
I don't think it really...
really works.
I don't think it is.
You know what we should?
I don't know.
We should
I think
ask. You're wrong about we this. Should ask Conklin as a member of the media. He would probably know.
He could dig deep. Only he could dig deep. As a media member.
The first caller to answer the question is Joe Conklin, a member of the media. Your answer will be the answer for all time.
So it is. You're right about this.
What?
Slowly dripped Chinese
water. I know I'm right.
Slowly dripped onto the scalp, forehead, or face for a prolonged period of time. Yeah. The process causes fear and mental deterioration on the subject.
Nah.
The pattern of drops are often irregular. The cold sensation is jarring, which causes anxiety.
I should not be scoffing at this because I'm sure.
It must have been used. I'm reading Wikipedia.
I'm just saying. I'd rather have that happen to me than be William Wallace, Dan Braveheart.
I know, for sure.
That's all I know.
If I get afforded the choice, I'll take this one.
So there is very little evidence pertaining to the effectiveness of it, is what the article is. This is the gentlest torture ever planned.
Okay.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.